call.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Recognition and commendations, we don't have any. In your package, we have the meeting minutes from December the 10th, 2018. Got a motion to accept the minutes from Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comment from the audience? Comment from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Bourgeois, you're going to be mad at me. I don't have the public works update. I can go get it real quick.
Just say the public work report as delivered last week.
Last week in the minutes. All right, so on the public works committee, we got public works department update. It'll be as read last week in the minutes. We discussed at length, just to kind of touch on it, some drainage issues that we had and some sewer issues that we had, and we're currently working on that. So our public works department update will be in the minutes from as discussed at our committee meeting. Next up, 429 Gwynn Street update. Ma'am, do you want to just come give us a quick update on your property? You can just come up there and state your name real quick, just so we know who you are.
Gregory Sanders.
Uh-huh.
What exactly, because I'm not sure, cause this is the first time I came up here to speak to y'all about the piece of property. Better race started first. You know the history of the property. And we worked on the outside. It's obvious what the work we've seen. You remember how it looked before, okay, and we're continuing on that work, but it's not complete. I don't know what would satisfy you that we can stop coming to these meetings.
Yeah, well, what we're look, yes,
you need? I will just tell you what the report was at the August 2018 meeting, was that the inside was still very unfinished. It needed sheetrock and flooring. So in other words, the inside was not habitable or whatever.
Yeah, so I think Shane went out, if I'm not mistaken, just to look on the inside to see if we could get you off the list. We're trying to get you off of the list.
Right.
And the outside's fine. Yeah, the outside's fine.
What we stopped,
though, was the, I believe Ms. Bourgeois suggested, she said the outside looked derelict or whatever. And I was telling y'all that I live on the inside of the house. And she said that if we get the outside done, that
No, I was asking if we need to have an inspector.
No, that ain't what was. No.
I don't.
No.
Well, the main concern is that you have plumbing, you have insulation,
right.
Sheetrock up on
the
inside.
Right.
No,
that's the main concern.
Putting sheetrock up on the
right.
Inside.
So that we need an update. So we hadn't been to the house. Is there plumbing?
Yeah, somebody did go to the house.
Yeah,
with,
right. That was a while back, but he came back and said there was still some work that needed
right.
to be done.
Right, and we were continuing that work.
Right.
But what do you need so that we can close this out? What do I have to complete so that you can say, okay, that's good enough?
Yeah.
But right now, we're still working on getting the sheetrock. We stopped working on the inside to do the outside.
Right.
We couldn't have do both of them at the same time.
I understand.
Okay, so what we would like to find out exactly, we're going through the process of sheetrocking.
And plumbing and electrical
right.
work.
Plumbing, electrical work, everything's up to date.
Yeah, plumbing, electrical, and sheetrock is mainly, like,
right.
for instance, like if you have two bathrooms.
One.
Yeah, but if you had two and you had one that had a toilet and other and just still had a hole in the floor, that's not going to fly.
No,
so
no.
We need you to have plumbing done. We need to have insulation up and sheetrock up.
Okay.
And, okay. Well,
and I think we'll be done. I don't think it needs to be painted.
We ain't figure out what color
right,
we're going to
right, but that's
do,
what I'm saying. We're not going to require you to have it painted on the inside. We just want the basic necessities. Insulation,
okay,
sheetrock, and
okay,
utilities.
Well,
it's going to take flooring.
Yeah, and flooring.
Right. We seen something else that we need to go back over. So
that's
what I'm saying. It's not, this house was, 30 years or not
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we understand.
So this guy has, you remember how the house looked?
Absolutely. Looks 100%.
This guy, all right, this guy right here did this. All I can do is clean up.
You know, our financial, you know, we still have financial problems.
Y'all said that from the get-go.
I got a daughter, I got a, she's 14 years old.
And you know, we all have families and we putting our money into the house.
Okay. Well, what, do you have any idea, like, how close are you to having all the inside sheet rock?
When it warm up, I got all the material, but ain't working in there while it's cold like that. I stay in one room.
Yeah, so once the sheet rock's up and then you can insulate everything.
Right.
Put the sheet rock up and once the utilities and sheet rock up, I would say we're done. Anybody else have anything?
Utilities.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Plumbing and electric.
Okay, we got you.
You gotta have running water.
We got, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, electricity, water, insulation and sheet rock and floor.
Okay, okay.
You'll be done.
We appreciate y'all.
We do have some kind of utility now.
We have water, lights, all, every.
Yeah, but you just had that one room, right?
Right.
Everything else.
Just like the work office.
Sure. Okay, well,
It's been 5 months since the last time they came back and made a report. You wanna give them 6 months?
That's what I'm thinking. We'll give you 6 months.
Appreciate you.
And that should give you time and you can come in one last time with a picture and say, we're done.
All right.
And y'all will be done.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So 6 months from now would be June?
July.
July?
Right.
Greg, the main concern with the interior is you sure you have your electricity and your plumbing so that whoever's living there has that happen.
Right. Well, we completed that part already, the wiring, before we even throw up the sheet rock. We did that. And now it's to throw the sheet rock up. Right. But it's seen another floor we need to work on.
Okay. So July 8th will be our next meeting.
Okay.
So hopefully by that time, things will work out. It'll be warmer and y'all.
Right.
A little bit of time to get.
All right. We appreciate you.
Thank y'all so much.
And the house looks great from the outside.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all doing that.
Thank y'all so much.
Y'all have a good night.
All righty. Thank you. All right. Anything else on that? Okay. Next up, Finance Committee. You got your budget to actual in there. One thing we looked at today about interest income is a little bit high, so that's a good thing. We haven't been making much interest income, so maybe we'll make a little bit more down the road. Any questions on that? All right, so planning and zoning, consider variance application for 1005 Blanchard Street. Mr. Gary's not here, but he came to the committee meeting. And let's see, do we have the notes in here?
Yeah, it really is an artificial request.
Yeah.
Because of the way that they have given him a Blanchard Street address, he actually, his house is going to be facing
the River Road.
The River Road. But for that, he would be in full compliance.
Yep.
Yep.
So other than the rear
setback
with the camper storage, boat camper storage thing.
So yeah.
We do have that letter from the joint property owner. No.
Yeah, so he wants to change his setback from 10 feet to 3 feet on the back piece of property. You got the written permission.
And the front setback, but.
From 30 to 20.
Yeah.
Mainly due to the address.
Yeah, because of the artificial thing we have.
So and I think we all kind of discussed that last committee meeting. So with that, do I have a motion to approve the variance application for 1005 Blanchard Street?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
That's it.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience?
Comments.
Council and that the Planning Commission did approve that unanimously. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Personnel? Nothing. Police Committee? Nothing. Governmental Affairs? No vetoed ordinances and. No final action ordinances. Anybody have anything to introduce ordinance-wise? Resolutions, I don't have anything. Police Department report?
Good evening. The chief apologizes, he can't be here, he's under the weather. So last month was pretty quiet. We had 11 alarms, one warrant arrest, one careless operation, one civil complaint, four miscellaneous complaints, five disturbance calls, one public assist, 13 tows for no insurance, 10 crash reports, one damage to property, one battery, two vehicle unlocks, four traffic complaints, one hang-up 911 call, two hit-and-run accident reports, two medicals, four thefts, all stemming from Cottonport. It was debit card thefts, frauds out of Florida. One improper telephone communication, two animals at large, one DWI, 68 total complaints, 87 total citations, and 130 total violations. Thank you.
Anybody got any questions on that? Thank you, Mr. Sothon. Mayor's report. All I can, I don't have anything really. I did notice in the LMA Journal, a midwinter conference is scheduled for LMA for February 19th and 20th here locally in Baton Rouge. So if anybody wants to go, feels they need to go, Blaine, I think you're going to attend, huh? I may try to go. I don't know yet. I might be out of town. So just to let you guys know that's going on. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
Remember we said we were going to put in the minutes that we had that type of harassment for.
Oh, yeah. You want me to put that in the mayor's report?
Yeah.
We did attend our mandatory sexual harassment training last month, so we're done for the year.
So that counts for this?
This year. Yep. And then we'll do it again at the end of next year.
So every day. Ethics training, that's due again.
It's on that. That's due every year.
Yeah. That's due in May 15th, right?
No. That's due in the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
The report is due May 15th.
Right. The training's got to be done during the year.
Yep. And you have three options.
You can do it online.
Online is quick and easy.
Yeah.
Or to the parish, holds one every October. Or you can go to this conference
LMA,
and
yeah.
do it.
There's a lot of ways we can do it. And then also you can go online to see if you did it for the year, because they show a list of who qualified and who didn't. So, any other remarks?
On my actual, the bottom is cut off.
Uh-oh.
So you don't know the expenses to compare?
It doesn't go to the next page? We don't have a second page?
No.
Oh. Yep. Notice that. Must have pulled in there wrong. You want to print a copy for us?
Yeah.
Oh. You have the cutoff page?
This page?
Yeah, it cut off, I guess, in the copy.
I don't have any totals.
Oh, it must have pulled wrong. Yeah, I can
You want to make copies and pass that out real quick? You want to quote those numbers real quick, Blaine?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Just quote actual. What's the actual number?
From the first one going across on the expense side.
Actual year to date, it's $82,850.74. Huh? And our budget is $2,726,237. Which leaves us a variance of $1,443,386.26.
What was the first one again?
$282,850.
Okay.
That must just be on y'all's copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's cut off too. I don't know why. Some got cut off and some didn't.
Shane's cut off. Terry's is cut off and mine's cut off.
Mine's cut off. The only thing cut is the totals though, right? The last thing on there is police, right? Workers' comp, insurance, police. That's the last thing. So we just cut the totals, yeah. Okay. Yeah, get us a couple copies of that and then that way we can, if anybody has any questions.
Huh? Yeah.
All right, y'all want to move forward or you want to wait for that? You good with that? We're halfway there and halfway there on the budget, so I think it kind of fits, you know?
Okay, good.
Announcements, Landmark and Heritage Meeting, January 21st at 6:30. And the Town Hall will be closed on that day, Monday, January 21st for Civil Rights Day. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move
by Mr. Richard. Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, Ms. Bourgeois, I will get with Gilbo.
Yeah.
And Rusty, I'm going to get this.